Aaron Sines, second free throw is up, and it's good. Four-point ball game, 34 seconds left. Brady Kirsch brings it up the court. Harbor Beach needs to get some offense quickly. Cody Seaman into the baseline, skip pass to the right wing, Ryan Seaman.
They don't need the three.
Goes into the lane, and it's stolen by Isaiah Williamson, and this will put Williamson walking the length of the court for 1-1. Some mental breakdowns from Harbor Beach late. Foul goes against Jason Gaffke, his fourth. Team's ninth, 1-1, one more time. At this point, double bonus the rest of the way out. 20 seconds left in overtime.
20 seconds on the clock.
If this is any sign what this week is going to be like, John, we better get our sleep. And the free throw is good for Williamson, so he gets the second one. This one rimmed in and out and back in. 5-point lead for USA, 58-53. And that was good. 6-point lead, 59-53, 18 seconds left.
Either two or Trey.
Brady Kirsch into the lane, goes up for the layup, and it's good. And we have a timeout called Ron Rubel. John Mooney, what's Ron setting up?
Well, you have to go ahead and defend the out-of-bounds play, and two things, what could they do? Either they're going to go ahead and inbound in the backcourt, or they're going to go ahead and airmail it all the way down the court. Depends on the pressure that they see. So in that case, Ron is looking for with 11.7, he's looking for a steal anywhere he can get it, and then to go ahead and set up a three. That's
11.7 seconds
that's
left. USA 59, Harbor Beach 55.
It says 4-point lead on the board.
That's correct.
That's,
yes.
That's a tall order. He's going to have to hope that somebody fouls on a tray. All intents and purposes, this game is over.
I believe so as well. Right now, Aaron Sines has 25. He had 23 through the fourth. For Harbor Beach, they're led by Jason Gaffey with 22. Brady Kirsch with all 3 points for Harbor Beach in this overtime. Aaron Sines with 2 made free throws, and Isaiah Williamson with 2 made free throws in extra innings. Full house on a Monday night in Harbor Beach in District 83. USA 59, Harbor Beach 55. USA will inbound 90 feet from their own hoop with full court pressure from Harbor Beach. Hunter Bone inbounding into Harrison Kramer, and he is fouled by Jason Gaffke, I do believe.
And that would be Jason's fifth foul.
That will be his fifth foul. He is gone. Indeed he is. So he's fouled out. 10th team foul. This sends Brody Wesolowski to the free throw line for 2 shots. Brody Wesolowski at the free throw line by himself and 4 black jerseys surrounding him. Brady Kirsch, Tyler Vollmering, James Schelke, and Cody Seaman.
First one's up.
And no good.
It's all academic anyways.
Second free throw upcoming. USA still leads by 4 points with 10.8 seconds left. And this one's good. 5-point lead for USA. Cody Seaman pulls up for a 3 NBA range. No good. Rebound Brady Kirsch. And it's blocked by Isaiah Williamson. This one is over. And USA advances. USA takes out Harbor Beach on their home court. 60-55 to advance to the district semifinals to take on Lakers on Wednesday. With a final score, it took 4 extra minutes to do so. Final score, USA 60, Harbor Beach 50 on the WLEW Sports Network.
You can always trust Michigan to deliver some pretty extreme weather, especially in winter. And you can always trust Kohler's Propane to keep you one step ahead of that forecast. Kohler's Propane is your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's Propane is home to the original price protection guarantee. Once you contract with Kohler Propane, you can trust that your propane price won't exceed a specific specific price all season long. Call the local propane provider you can trust. Kohler Propane at 888-950-7975. And trust me, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities for 2016, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation in 2016 by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.